For the 20 some odd years I have been on staff at this church, this has been stewardship month. And for every one of those stewardship months, we have focused on the budget. Now, budget is important because we got bills, right? But we do ourselves a great disservice when we think of stewardship only as meeting the church's budget. We've been talking over the past month or so about what would it look like if we developed a theology of stewardship. A theology of stewardship. What would it look like if we talked about stewardship not just in October with a goal in mind of making a budget, but if we talked about stewardship throughout the year in the biblical sense of how God created us to be stewards? And we're going to attempt to do that more in this stewardship series. And we're committed to, on an ongoing basis, to talk together about what it means to be stewards of God's creation, all of God's creation. As we look at a theology of stewardship, the best place to start is at the beginning, right? So this morning, we're going to look at the first chapter of Genesis and the biblical account of God creating us and what Scripture says about our creation, God breathing life into us, knitting us together, and how we fit in to all of creation. And how God has said, this is what I expect you to do. Before we turn to Genesis 1, would you join me as we pray? Father, as we turn to your word, to delve into what it means to be stewards of your creation, we're acutely aware that we're called also to be stewards to brothers and sisters in Christ. May we continue to be people who faithfully engage with those who are suffering from flooding and natural disasters just to our west. And as we respond as individuals and as a congregation, may we do so as good stewards of all your creation, as we care for people's physical needs, for their emotional needs, and for their futures. Father, may your word take deep root in us. May you give us eyes to see and ears to hear this morning by the power of your Holy Spirit. And my prayer is that the loudest voice in this room in the next few moments might be the voice of your Spirit speaking to your people. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Genesis 1, beginning at verse 26, we find these words. Then God said, let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish of the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground. So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them, male and female, he created them. God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and over every living creature that moves on the ground. Then God said, I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth and every tree that has fruit with seed in it. They will be yours for food. and to the beasts of the earth and all the birds in the sky and all the creatures that move along the ground, everything that has the breath of life in it, I give every green plant for food. And it was so. God saw that all he had made, and it was very good. And there was evening, and there was the morning, the sixth day. In Genesis 2:15, just a few verses later, we find this word: the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work and to care for it. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. God created human beings. And then said, the whole of my creation, the creation that took place on the five preceding days of Genesis 1, I'm going to entrust to human beings made in our image. It's a powerful thought, isn't it? That a God who pronounces his creation good then sees fit to give human beings a stewardship over it. God said, I will give you creation to subdue, to have dominion, to rule over it. Those are kind of loaded words, aren't they, in our culture? Subdue, have dominion, rule over. When we look at them in the context of Genesis, subdue means to make, to bring order to make organized. For those of us that like organization and like putting things in order, that's a comforting thing, isn't it? Yay, God! And God says, I give you that same creation to have dominion over and to rule over, and that's not a rule over that we're just going to rule like a dictator, but that we're going to care for it, to nurture. I doubt seriously, because I know this is true for me, in my daily life, when I wake up and I'm getting ready for the day ahead, I think about all the things that are on that list that I have to do, right? Very rarely do I think, okay, today I need to steward God's creation. If you were in the meeting prior to this service, you heard Ron take, he said he went off script, but I thought he was right on script. He said, I struggle as I stand up here and talk about finances, because I realize it sounds business-like. But what I'm really talking about is stewarding God's possessions that he has entrusted to this church. I am outside of the way God created me when I don't realize that my to-do list, when rightly ordered, is stewarding God's creation. Because stewarding God's creation is not just caring for the earth, it's caring for God's people. It's that our thoughts and our words and our actions bring honor and glory to God and cultivate good in our world. It's understanding that the wonder of creation that God created, God says, I'm entrusting this to you. I want you to take care of it, to organize it, to sustain it, to nurture it the way I would, because it is mine. As I've wrestled with this passage, I caught myself at times going, I want to get real practical with it. And when I get real practical with it, I tend to forget that everything is God's. Right? Because we're taught in our country, in our culture, what you got is yours. You earned it. You worked hard. And that's true. People work really, really hard and are compensated for that work. God worked. He created, and God said it's good. So it's okay to go, you know, I'm pleased with what I have done. That's okay. That's in the image of God. But when we make ourselves God, and what we create and what we accomplish something of worship, we're no longer aligned with God. But let's look at it this way for a minute. Let's suppose you decided we're going to go on a long-term vacation. We're going away for 2 months. Pick wherever it is in your mind you'd like to go for 2 months. And you call me and you say, Mike, we're going away for 2 months. And here's what we want you to do. We want you to move into our house and take care of all our stuff while we're gone. You want to make me the steward of all your possessions. And I go, okay. And you leave and I move in. And 2 months later, you come back and you walk in. And first of all, the door isn't just unlocked, it's standing open. You go in, no trash has been taken out in the 2 months. Your dog's not there. Your cat's not there. The goldfish is floating at the top of its bowl. There's laundry everywhere. There are dishes in the sink. The grass hasn't been mowed. There are bills stacked up that are now 2 months overdue. You now have a little bit of sympathy for Sarah Gray. But you're going to say, we entrusted this to you. We made it clear, this is ours, and we're entrusting you to take care of it for us. And look at it. And Sarah Gray would tell you, I would probably go, yeah, it could be worse. Could be worse. But how would you feel if what you had been entrusted to me and I completely neglected the responsibility, the privilege of caring for all that you possess? You wouldn't be too happy, would you? At least I hope you wouldn't be too happy with me. God created and he said, this is my creation, it's good, and I am going to entrust humanity, men and women who I created in my image, to do with it what I would do with it. The physical, the thoughts, the words, the actions, all of creation, I entrust to you. So the question is, how are you doing with that? How are you doing with that? When you take a step back and you honestly look at the world that we live in and how you engage with it, are you engaging with it the way God would engage with our world? Are you engaging with other people that way? Are you engaging with the resources that this world provides for us? The money that you have, are you using it? Are you investing it? Are you giving it the way you think God would give it? I am so proud of our community as we've dealt with the disaster to our west and the way people are so generously giving. I was in Costco on Friday, and when I walked in, I wasn't terribly enthused because it was crowded. And there was one couple as I was in line to check out, and they had one cart that was full of children's jackets. And someone next to him in line asked them about that. And they said, "We live in the foothills. And we know people who have lost everything they own. And their children are going to be cold next week." That's being a steward. Steward of that couple's finances, steward of being in relationship with other people, and a steward of God's overall good creation. But do we, in the small decisions and in the large decisions of life, make those decisions as faithful stewards of a good God who created and knit us together in His image and says, "Now, live your life caring for what's mine, just like I would." That's a huge honor. It's a huge responsibility. And I could probably have done a better job while you were away and you entrusted everything you had to me if I had taken the time to say, "What is it you really want? How do you want your stuff cared for?" The only way we can do that with the totality of God's creation is to draw close to Him and the person of Jesus and allow the Holy Spirit to be at work in us as we study Scripture, as we do life together, and as we seek to follow Jesus. How you doing as stewards of God's creation? I can tell you, I got a lot of room for improvement in all aspects of what it means for God to have created everything. So in the next month, as you get mailers and as we talk about stewardship, may we not get myopic and tunnel vision and think this is just about, can we make a budget? This is about, can we reorient our lives as followers of Jesus to be stewards entrusted with all of God's creation and to live with each decision as we endeavor to interact with creation as God would, because it's all His. But it means we grow in that respect, but we grow ever closer to Jesus in our walk. Because that's how our hearts, our souls, and our minds are transformed, molded more and more into the image of Jesus. May we be found in times of disaster, in times of plenty, in our relationships, in the way we engage with all of creation, to have the indelible mark of the good God of all creation on our thoughts, on our words, and on our actions. And may we be God's stewards in this place and in this time. Would you pray with me? Father, we thank you that as our Creator, you have knit us together and you have made us in your image. May we live and breathe and think and talk, reflecting that image as we live into being followers of Jesus. And ask your Holy Spirit each day to mold us more into the image of your Son. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.